Write Down Every Drop by Emily. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. June 22nd, 1943. Steve's chest heaved as he caught his breath, powerful new lungs sucking fresh air into them with the force of an industrial bellows. Steve stared down at his new body, at the strength he could feel in his every nerve, muscle, tendon. His heartbeat was already returning to normal, his breaths evening out, but his pants were still wet and getting sticky. "We just need you to remove your pants for the full physical." "No." Steve shied away from the female nurse, clutching his hands to his groin. Darn these pants for being so tight on him. The nurse raised a no-nonsense eyebrow at Steve, who felt immediately guilty for his refusal, but he couldn't let them see his pants, not with the state they were in. He'd take care of them himself discreetly, where nice lady nurses didn't have to see it. Howard was standing watch over Steve to one side, scribbling notes furiously in his journal. Peggy was on his other side, arms crossed, as she watched Steve with her sharp brown eyes. Howard spoke first. "Give the nice nurse your pants, Steve," he mumbled around a pen. "We've got measurements we need to take. This is the biggest scientific breakthrough since the Model T, and all Erskine's notebooks are encoded. You're our primary data source now." Peggy smiled sweetly at him. "It's nothing we haven't seen before, Steve, and the nurses need to work." "Well, technically it will be something we haven't seen before," Howard laughed. "I mean, I don't know the effects of the serum." He finally lifted his head from his notebook mid-sentence. Whatever he saw in Steve's expression made him stop short. Setting his notebook on a medical cart, Howard nodded at the nurses. "Actually, you know what? Why don't you give me a minute alone with Steve? Have a little man-to-man talk. You ladies understand, don't you?" Howard winked at the nurse, which managed to coax a reluctant smile from her. Peggy was less easily charmed. She stared at Steve, eyes assessing. Finally, she nodded. "All right, Steve. If that's what you want, I'll wait outside." Steve nodded gratefully at her, so relieved he didn't even think to flash her a smile. Shows how good he was with dames. Peggy and the nurse exited the cramped room, leaving Steve alone with Howard. Grabbing a rolling chair, Howard dragged it across the floor to just in front of Steve. He sat on it with the back in the front, legs spread on either side of it. "What seems to be the problem, Steve? Got a surprise in there you didn't want Ms. Carter to see?" "Kind of." Steve shifted uncomfortably. Howard nodded at his pants. "Well, let's see it. I theorized everything would grow, proportionately. I can't imagine there's anything you're ashamed of in there." "Then you'd be surprised," Steve grumbled, his hands twisted in his lap. "Right after the procedure, before the door opened, even, Howard frowned. "What?" "I spilled my seed. I don't know why. This never happened before, not since I was 13, at least." Steve's face was burning red. To think he would have to explain this to Howard, of all people. He'd have been much more comfortable discussing it with Doc Erskine. At least he was more of a serious kind of scientist, not all flash and grab like Howard was. But Howard seemed to be taking this seriously, if maybe displaying a little too much interest. "Huh. Well, that's an unexpected side effect. I have to write this down." Howard leaned back in his chair, reaching for his journal. "No! Howard, you can't!" Steve reached for Howard, who blinked owlishly at him. "What do you mean I can't? I have to. That's an important physiological response to note. But it's embarrassing." "Steve, this is a lot bigger than you. We need to try and replicate Erskine's formula, and every detail needs to be noted." Steve squirmed on the examination bed. "Darn it." He understood what Howard was saying. But was that reaction really necessary to note? For science? "Hey." Howard scooted forward to press a hand to Steve's knee. "These records are going to be sealed tighter than a nun's. The only people who will see them is me, my assistant, and whoever takes over the Super Soldier Project after I die. Peggy won't know. But I need to record this for research." Steve sighed noisily. Tilting his head back, he stared at the ceiling. His vision was better now. All his senses were. He could see every spider crack in the ceiling, hear Peggy's shoes clacking in the hallway as she paced, smell the antiseptic sharp scent of the small room. Steve sucked in a few deep breaths, feeling his chest expand and contract powerfully. Finally, he sat forward and nodded. Okay, I guess, since it's just you. And it's not like I'm even going to know the guy who takes over the project from you when you're dead. Research report, written by Howard Stark, June 23, 1943. Top secret. Eyes only. Strategic Science Reserve. Project Rebirth Research Report. Prepared by Howard Stark. Subject. The physiological reactions in test subject Stephen Rogers, codenamed Captain America, immediately after undergoing Dr. Erskine's Super Soldier Serum. Report. There were several immediate physiological changes that Stephen Rogers underwent after receiving the Super Soldier Serum. I will try to enumerate them here, though feel free to use other reports to supplement this one. Height. Before, 5 foot 7 inches. After, 6 foot 2 inches. Weight. Before, 110 pounds. After, 220 pounds. Eyes, unchanged. Hair, unchanged. Neck. With the greater lung capacity, this concludes as many of the immediate changes I can note that Rogers underwent thanks to Dr. Erskine's serum. Addendum. One last physiological change to note of a more sensitive nature. Rogers ejaculated a moment after the procedure was over, before the doors opened. I theorize this is because of a combination of factors. First is the absence of chronic pain he suffered pre-serum. Second is the elimination of his asthma, giving him his first full breaths in his entire life and a brief oxygen high. Third is the absence of the immediate pain from the transformation, which Rogers reports as excruciating. The combination of factors left him high on endorphins and oxygen, all flooding his system and produced an orgasm response. At least, so goes my theory. It's entirely possible that there's another biological reason for it. Perhaps the body flushing itself out? The Rogers failed to relieve himself in any other way, so I think my former theory holds more credence than the latter. May 30th, 2011. Tony sit down the report, tears of laughter in his eyes. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He made a lot of noise about what he owed his old man, what he was grateful for. But this report, that had to be Howard's greatest gift to him. Tony's childhood crush, and subject of too many adolescent fantasies to count, had blown his load all over his government-issued pants, because becoming a super soldier had just felt that good. Tony doubled over, trying his best to breathe through his laughter. Too bad he'd died during the war, even if his old man never believed it. Tony wished he was alive today, some war veteran grouch, still telling stories about the good old days. Tony would walk right up to him and show him this and laugh himself sick. Oh well, it still gave him a good laugh, even if it didn't really come in handy. January 20th, 2014. Tony panted as he collapsed to the bed, ass tender and forehead dripping sweat. Steve dropped down beside him, breathing not quite as hard as Tony, but definitely looking as satiated, maybe more so. He reached a hand out to Tony's thigh and stroked it, fingers trembling slightly. "You lasted longer than I thought you would," Tony admitted. "It's the condom," Steve replied. "So, when I convince you to go bareback, you'll blow like your first second as a super soldier?" Steve's hand stopped stroking Tony's leg for a long moment. Then he sat up, blonde hair flopping limply against his forehead. "What?" Tony grinned over at him. "I've read the report." Steve's mouth dropped open. "You've read Howard's report? But he said no one was supposed to read that except whoever inherited the Super Soldier Project, which was Bruce Banner for a while, actually. Bruce has read the report? And then when S.H.I.E.L.D. was first recruiting me, they gave me access to all my dad's old files. I became something of an expert on you a few weeks before you showed up amongst the living. Oh, my stars and garters, Steve moaned. He dropped down on his back, one arm flung over his eyes. I can't believe you read the report. I can't believe Bruce read the report. Wait. Steve sat back up. You didn't just have sex with me because of... You wanted to see... Tony rolled his eyes. No hot stuff. This wasn't a science experiment. Don't misunderstand. Come here, you needlessly insecure Adonis. Tony flicked his hand at Steve, gesturing him over. Cautiously, Steve crawled across the bedding until Tony could drag him down into a passionate kiss. It left Steve panting, if only for a moment, before his superhuman lungs replenished themselves. I definitely didn't have sex with you just to check my dad's notes, Tony promised him. Steve grinned down at him. Oh, okay. That's a relief. Still, you weren't... You didn't think I was a... You must have thought it was pretty pathetic. I didn't think anything in particular, Tony told him honestly. What my dad wrote made sense physiologically. It's the same as if you had the hiccups coming out or farted. It was out of your control. Oh, well, thanks, Tony, for understanding. Steve bent down, but then pulled back, hesitating. He still wasn't so great at taking charge outside the field just yet. It was fine. They had plenty of time to work on that. In the meantime, Tony smiled and dragged Steve down for another kiss, a messy tangle of tongues and teeth and lips. When they parted, Steve snuggled his face under Tony's chin, arm thrown over his chest. He was pretty heavy, even with most of his weight on the bed, but Tony wasn't complaining. He did, however, have to have the last word. And maybe I wanted to find out if you were still that sensitive. Just a smidge. All the air was knocked out of Tony as he found himself being tackled by 200-plus pounds of super soldier. Once he got his breath back, Tony laughed himself silly and tried to defend himself. He didn't succeed, but all in all, on his back, in a bed, with the naked Captain America on top of him, wasn't the worst place he'd ever ended up. The end.